Okay, Sefer Panim Yavas. Tanan the Perek Aleph to Avas. Mishnah and Avas have Mikabos Kalodim the Sefer Panim Yavas. Greet everybody. I don't know how he translates the word Besaver.
Just cheerful face.
Cheerful face, okay. Kalodim, Rabbis, Apilu Adam, Shanat Yachal, Besavlai. Even somebody you can't tolerate. Kablai Ukamkin Besaver Panim Yavas. Still give him a cheerful greeting. If you gave your friend any good present, and you give a sad face, means nothing. Even if you don't give him anything. Well, cotton, begadol, young and old, then chayrim ve'eved. Whether he's free or he's an eved, kol ish, mimin ha'adam, any human being, b'simcha. Doesn't say a guy. However, it does say even an eved. Yes?
Although Rav Yochan,
he greeted a priest. Doesn't say even kabbal that b'simcha. It just says he gave them good morning, yes.
But it specifically includes Gentile.
Yes.
Right.
For a good morning.
Okay.
Somebody wipes his teeth to his friend, which means he gives his friend a friendly, happy look. More than giving him milk. Shemar will a ben shinayim, which we dash in libun shinayim may chalav. V'amru atzarfas, the lady, the from Tzarfas. Since she served Eliyahu, she's the one that gave him Aliyah Ketana, she made him a room. She was Zaycha to have Tchias HaMeisim for her son. Wow, I never knew this Sefer existed, but it's interesting, Reb Chaim knows it all. Did you make your friend king over you in a pleasant way? Meaning, did you treat him like he's royalty? But Rosh Kosev, Ayil Penechas Umais, Negat Ivan Bishavim. Don't give sad face to people that are just walking by you. Kabbalais and Bapanim Iris have a shiny face. Gabit Zaka Amru, Sarah Adlitan Ada Adzaka Besaver Panim Yafis, Marba Babasra. That if you give a person, you give him friendly words, you get 11 brachas. You give him money, you get 6 brachas. Right? Simcha Betuv Lev. He sighs, he cracks with the ani b'tzarai, meaning he feels along with the ani, empathy. If you give it to him sadly, you lose your schus. Even if you give him a lot, it says your heart shouldn't feel bad and you give him tzedakah. He should be smart in his fear of Hashem. Manarach, speak softly. Meshav Chema, get anger away. Meaning, if you speak softly to people, they don't be angry at you. Mar b'sholem b'echav im achiv im krevav. Have peace with your brothers and relatives. Im kol adam, with all people. Ma'afilim gai b'shuk. You should even get along with a guy. She'ov l'maylo, you should be beloved upstairs. B'nechmed l'mata, and desired down here. B'emekubal al abriyas, and people should accept you. And one who's not like this, Mekadesh is Hashem b'chol trochav, is Mekadesh the Rabbi Yisrael in all his ways. Hashem's name should become beloved through you. Shekaira, you should learn Chumash. You should learn Mishnayas. Mishamish tamid l'chachamim, learn Gemara. Ve'masoy matnim b'munah, and deal honestly. Dibura b'nachas imabrias. Speak nicely with people. Ma'abrius, I'm Rasalov, Ashray Abim Shalom de Tyra, Ashray Rabbi Shalom de Tyra, fortunate are his father that taught him Tyra, fortunate is Rabbi that taught him Tyra, Ailam Labia Shalom de Tyra, woe to people that didn't learn Tyra, Plaini Shalom de Tyra, Rukam and Noam Drochav, how now serves ways, come Miskana Master, but correct his actions. All of our class of Aimer, my Yamberly Avdi, after you are my servant, Yisrael, Ashaboko, Aspar, that I am proud of you. The Hashem is proud of you. I'm a Misha Kairat Vishaina, one who learns Chumash and learns Mishnayas. I'm a Shamish Tamid Chachamim. He learns Gemara. But the Aim Asoy Matana Ben Buna doesn't deal honestly with people. The Aim Debura Ben Achas and Mabrias, and he doesn't speak nicely with people. Mabrias, I miss all of. I learn the plan you slum the Tyra. Woe to this person that learned Tyra. I learn the other slum the Tyra, both his father the taught of Tyra, and the Ram the slum the Tyra. Plain you slum the Tyra, look how much color mass of. Look how his actions are bad. I don't know what Mukukukulam he does.
Ugly.
Ugly. Well, about us, if I remember, Emerlehem, I'm Hashem, Elo, these are the nation of Hashem, and Ma'arti, and so. And they left his land because they made a show Hashem. We will stop over here. Okay, we are in Mambezim and Aleph.
The fish of the woman, she turns over.
What's it?
Slow it down from going out.
Not a rabba. It starts. Rashi says it doesn't let it congeal. When it congeals, it comes out in one shot.
And it's not constant. You just say on one plate, you line your back, so as you're back, it congeals. When she rolls over, it doesn't congeal and it comes out, but
it's slowly. It trickles. If it congeals, it'll come out, but it'll be congealed. It'll be one shot. Whereas if she turns over. So now it's the starting of a trickling process, and that goes on for 3 days. It might go on for longer, but after 3 days, I don't care. Okay, we are going to start again from Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before.
There's a problem so far. If it's congealed, it can't fertilize. That's for.
Well, we're talking about the Shikha Zerah that can't fertilize. The ones that fertilize, fertilizes. We're talking about the ones that are left in their body that are not being used to fertilize. If I understand correctly, and you'll probably correct me, is when a person has a relationship with his wife, he ejaculates a lot of semen, and even if she becomes pregnant, it doesn't use all the semen. Exactly. So that means the rest of it comes out. Tana Rabbana. At 4 lines to the bottom of the narrow lines of Membeza and Aleph. Tana Rabbana, 2 dots. Hanida Pazava by Shemerishem Kinegajim. Hanida Zava and the Shemerishem Kinegajim, and as Rashi said, we learned it yesterday. Zava and Shemerishem is really the same, except one is 3 days and one is 1 day. Meaning, a Zava has to go through 2 days of Shemerishem to become a Zava. Right? During those 11 days, she sees 1 day, she's a Shemerishem. She sees the second day, she's still a Shemerishem. The next day, 1 day. Then she sees the 3rd day, she became a Zava. So it's really the same process, except over 3 days. And Shemari's time is 1 or 2 days, yes.
What happens if she sees 3 times in 1 day?
Nothing, it's 1 day. By women, it's only days. By men, it's either days or areas.
Thank you very much.
By Yeledes, and a woman that gives birth, Kula Metamis Bevifnim Kibichutz. Even though it's in her body, but if it's in the bayis hachitzain, it's metama, right? The bayis hachitzain is in her body, but it's the outer part of her body, whatever that means we learned earlier, either bein hashinayim and out, or from where a person reaches in his relationship and out, wherever that is, she's metame. Now, mishra mekulu l'chai, I can understand.
There was no first opinion.
The opinions
of what the bayis
hachitzain. The first opinion was thrown out, correct. That was the one that is visible from the outside. That's not called basic. That's not called internal. That's external. And I mentioned yesterday, and I'll mention it again today, maybe multiple times, there are 3 parts of a person, all people. There's the revealed. My hand is revealed. My body is revealed. I'm wearing clothing, but it's a revealed part of the body. There's the place that is usually in that regular posture, not revealed, but can easily be revealed. My mouth, inside of my mouth, underarms, anywhere there's a fold in the body where in regular posture you can't see under the fold, but it's easy to move around. That's beis hastarim. That is metame b'masa, not b'maga. Halacha l'maitre m'sinai. That touch there won't be metame a person. But if he carries something that's metame b'masa, it will be. And then there's the 3rd part, that's blua. That's more internal than that. And therefore that is not metame at all. Not the maga, not the masa. That's the 3 stages. Right. Bayis hachitzain, at this point, the Gemara calls it beis hastarim. We had it. That's the Gemara called the beis hastarim. That is called the middle stage. the Bayis Achitzain is not revealed, but it's not considered back enough to be considered blua. Again, we will have a machloikis about this. But simply put, the Braisa calls it Beis Astara. We had that Braisa earlier. The Braisa referred to it as Beis Astara. Beis Astara is the middle one. Matama b'masa, not matama b'maga. Now here's this Yeletis that gave birth. Now, the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara assumes she's bleeding. If she's bleeding, so then I don't need any halacha of Yeletis. The blood that came out is either done before she had birth, is either dam nida or dam leida or dam ziva. Now, you're going to tell me that the blood came out after birth, so she's tummy already anyway for giving birth. So exactly what is this birth that's metameh her bebeis achitzai? The Gemara understands that there's blood along with this birth. So the blood made her tummy. I don't need your lettuce.
Blood an hour before birth is not
tam leida? No. Unless it's kisui, whatever it is, but pastas, it's dam nida.
Then it would be.
Then it wouldn't be dam leida, it would be not matami, period. So even meizi do nida nida, even meizi viziva. Right. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right. And for the Gemara, leitricha, now the Gemara's going to try and answer. And the Gemara's going to slug it up. And Dr. Harris yesterday was mechavim to the maskana of the Gemara, that there's a thing called the Lady of Vesta, a birth without blood. But the Gemara at this point is considering that she is bleeding. Leitricha, in the following case, now I'm going to try to explain this case to the best of my ability, but it's like an unusual case. Shiyard de Litva mituma latara. This woman had given birth 2 weeks ago. At the end of her 14 days, she now goes to the mikvah in order that the dam should no longer be dam tummy. From now on, the next 66 days, it'll be dam tara. Right. Yeletis, yard the litvo, bitumma vatara. Yeletis, that went to the mikvah in order to change from tumma to tara. There's a transformation that happens. At that moment, all blood that comes subsequent to this will be tar. All blood that came before that was dam leida, didn't, you know, which he was tummy as a yeletis. So obviously the blood was tummy. Now what happened was benekar mimenu dam birida, and before she tibled, as she was tibling, before she finished her tefila, blood left her womb and stayed in her outer part of her Bayis Achitzai.
Why is she tibling?
She's finishing the 14 days.
When she's in mikvah, when did this happen?
Before she finished her tefillah. You know, it could have happened 2 minutes before, it could have happened during, whatever it was. Tameya. She is tamei. Now, she's not tamei for seeing blood, because that ended the minute she goes to the mikvah. She's tamei for having the blood in her. The blood that had left her during the days of Tumah is now in her body, but it's not that she's seeing blood. That blood, her days of seeing Tumah is over after 14 days. She went to the mikvah. But when she went to the mikvah, she had blood in her Beis Astarim. That blood in the Beis Astarim is going to be metamaher, not as a yeletis, but as somebody carrying blood tamei. She's carrying in her body blood that is tamei, because that blood had exited her body before she went to the mikvah.
Her body exited her in.
But, exited her womb. Right. So Balia, if it happens after she came up, Tyra, if that blood exited the womb 3 minutes later, she would have been tar. She would have tibled, and whatever blood comes out now is dam tara. If it comes out the moment before tefillah, that's dam tuma. Now, when she goes to the mikvah, she no longer can become tami yeletis. That ended. But she has blood in her that was from previous day, previous time, before tefillah. Right? That is being carried in her, and that's metama her b'masa. Even though it's not out of her body, it's in her body, it's still metama her b'masa. That's the case of yeletis. A yeletis that has blood in her body from before the end of the 14 days, and now it's past that, is Tameh from the blood B'bayis Achitza.
If someone carries her?
No, she's carrying the blood.
I know she's carrying the blood, so she's Tameh?
She's Tameh. Not 7 days, pastors. Not Nida, not Yelet. It's Tameh for carrying Tumah. It's Dam Tameh. When you carry it, you become Tameh. Now, she's not Tameh B'maga, because this is Beis Hastarim. And this Halacha L'Maisha Mitzinai, that Beis Hastarim is not Metada B'maga. Rashi. It has to touch her clothing. There are tumas that make her tummy enough to make her clothing tummy. This is not one of them. Rashi. So Rashi. Ibn Meinida. What can I say? Rashi 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide lines. From top. Ibn Meinida, Yol Dabira, Sartanile, said, Ibn Meiziva, Tanile Leziva. Matuma Latara, the Krashi Lachashuayim, it's after 2 weeks. The Kaimalon Kabet Hill, the Paskamak Bet Hill, the army of Nice Kusim that we had in the last parak, the Yaimu Trila Tala Rachmana. The blood doesn't just depend on 14 days. She's past 14 days, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. Lehavi Dam Tayar, Lachashuila. Beisham, I said, once the 14 days pass, it's Dam Tayar regardless. We don't need her to go to the mikveh for that. But this is going like Beis Hill. And before she goes to the mikveh, it's still Dam Tameh. The Nekar Dam Labayis Achitzen, and the Dam went to Bayis Achitzen. What? Nekar means it got uprooted. Uprooted from the inside. It means moved, really. But literally, Akira means uprooted. The Nekar Dam Labayis Achitzen, it went to the Bayis Achitzen. The Amit Sam Yoyma Yamayim. And it stayed there a day or two. Two days, even it stayed there 5 minutes. But he just says, it stayed there. Tameya, Kol Zman Suba. As long as the blood is in her, she's Tameh. Uksiyatze, Xiyatze. And when she goes out, Vayitri Lachrita, she would have to type all again. The Loy Taharasa Tvila. Her Tvila doesn't make her completely tar. It's Matar, the fact that she's no longer a Yeletus, but it's not Matar, the fact that she's carrying Tumah. Vahainu Datanya, Yeletus Matama Bebe Sachitze. She becomes Tameh from the blood that's there, Bebe Sachitze.
How does one know?
This is your question you've asked me 10
exactly.
times. Obviously she knew. You know what I mean? You're asking a question on the Gemara saying she knew. How she knew? You know, I honestly think, and I think this would be, it should answer the question from the rest of the Masechta, that those women had feelings in their body that we no longer have. They had a connection to what's going on in their body more than we do. That's what I really think. Because the whole concept of Hargasha, the Gemara lives off Hargasha. It was uncommon. There was no such thing a woman without Hargasha. Gemara doesn't even discuss the possibility. So the answer is, they had certain kinds... Okay, fine. Next.
Quick question. Is this Tully in Rav and Levi, Stay Mayanus or One Mayan?
No. Either way, the minute that goes to the mikveh, it switches. Going to Levi, going to Rav, it doesn't have to switch. It doesn't make
but Rav says, there's a cousin that she's torn, no matter what, if it's the same dam. Who cares if it's there?
We'll try one more time. This blood exited her body before any switch. What's your question?
Rav says it exerts a kusuf to any dam she sees afterwards.
After
we don't care.
She goes to the mikvah. Rav says she didn't go to the mikvah yet. This blood came out before she went to the mikvah.
Yeah. Is this like the mashal they give Taivu Besheretz? It's like you're holding out something?
No, because Taivu Besheretz Viyada means you don't become tahar completely. Here, this helped for something. She now, the rest of the blood she will see from now on is Dam Tahar. It's like a Mitzayra that's a Zav that goes to the mikvah. He's no longer a Zav, but he's still a Mitzayra. You can have a Tvila help for some things and not help for others.
So if he goes there before the mikvah, then what's his status?
She's tameh like carrying a sheret, like a nevela. Like her body is carrying tumah.
Even after she goes to the next.
Because it's in her.
Yeah. And then when, how long does that go on?
Till the blood leaves her body. She's carrying tumah. Again, and that gets rid of that tumah. Now that tumah doesn't affect her husband. That tumah only affects, again, we among the Amid says differently, but the way it, this tumah does not affect her husband. It only affects her tumah and tara vis-a-vis chulin kachim that she keeps tara. I have to share with you a word that came to me yesterday. It has nothing to do with Pesachus either, but it does. We've been talking about the keeping tumah tara, how difficult it is, how not easy it is. So it came to me, I was listening to somebody that mentioned this. It came to me, life wasn't easier in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They had a lot of hard work. They worked very hard. They had to schlep to be Eile Regel. They had to bring korbanos. They had to check for mumim. They had to keep tumah tara. It was a very hard life. But it was a labor of love. It was avodas Hashem. We have the same hard work that they have. But our labor is not a labor of love. It's a labor of galus. We used to do chayveseinu. It was a job. But it was a job that we wanted to do. We wanted to bring korbanos. So we had to slap the animal and check it for mum and pay money and leave us, come with our whole family to Shalayim and leave your field and trust the Rabbi Nishalayim and keep tumah tara, which is extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult. You get used to it, but right. So they worked hard, but they worked hard in something they loved to do. They were serving Hashem with the Beis HaMikdash, and they got the benefit, the spiritual benefit, the Ruchnius, they get benefits of serving the Rabbinic Shalom. So it's work. That's what Avodas Hashem is. It's Avodas Hashem. You serve the Rabbinic Shalom. We work today without that labor of love. Our labor today is to work between Golos. We have all kinds of different sorrows that come from the Goyim and whatever it is. That's what came to my mind yesterday. Either true or not true, but it came to me. Yeah, but it was different. It was a different thing. The labor of love, Chayvus Day, let's move on. Right, sorry, I mentioned that. I just have to get it out of my system. Right.
If I may, I would
extend
what you're saying a little bit further. That whenever one performs an act of the Baruch Shalom, it gives you a hakar, it gives you a realization of the presence.
Okay.
And the lack of that presence reels it by.
Could be. Thank you. Tumah bluahi. That's right to the Gemara. Amalur Birmila Zera, I don't get it. Birida my tmeya. Tumah bluahi. This is not Beis HaSkarim. This is in her body. It's in her body. This is stage three. This is the stage that there's no tumah.
Inside
the body. I remember I said.
Inside that middle.
No, beyond the middle. Blua. Blua is beyond the middle.
Inside.
Exactly. So that means his question is Zuk Rashi, tumah bluahi. Bekaimelum beperik behema makasha. Tumah blua. Tumah that's absorbed. That's what the word blua means. This is considered tumah blua. That's what Rabbi Yirmi asked from Zera. And it is not similar to all the women who become tameh when she becomes a nida in the outer chamber of her of their body, meaning in Beis HaChitzot. The Hashem is from Ria. There it's not because she's carrying something. That's because she had a Ria. She saw something from her body. Nidus, Zivus. The reason it's Metameh Bebeis HaChitzot has nothing to do with Beis HaStarim or Blua. It's the fact that she had a Ria, and Ria starts Bebeis HaChitzot. The Me'esmali, the Ria, where is it? I'm sorry. Period. He takes out the word Esmal. Betumah Shiva, and that's Tameh for 7 days. Meaning, a Nida can become Tameh even though it's Blua. Because the Torah said it leaves her uterus, she's tameh. Nothing to do with carrying tumah, nothing to do with touching tumah. It's because she had a Ria and came out of her body. The Torah said, even though it's internal, but the fact that it left her uterus makes her tameh. have a riyah. Aval hacha, here it's not a riyah. This left yesterday. This left before she went to the mikvah. Here the question is misumasa negiyahi. Here's because she's carrying the blood and touching the blood. But tumas erev, this is a tum of one day. Dimishum riyah ma'asma liyakar. The riyah happened yesterday before she went to the mikvah. Well, ma'asma have a riyah. That was yesterday's riyah. But riyah the asma l'nahani lo yedna. The riyah of yesterday makes no difference. The ma'asma have a riyah made tumah. Yesterday she was in the 14 days. Now she's post 14 days. Bahashta have a riyah made tayar. So she's not becoming tamei because she saw. She's becoming tamei because she carries something tamei. The tumah blua lo mitabe b'maga b'masa. So the Gemara's question is, this area where the blood is being held doesn't make a person tamei. I, by nida, did make a person tamei, and by zava, did make a person tamei. That wasn't a tumah of touch or carrying. That was a tumah of emission of her bodily fluid, that the Torah said it can make the woman tamei, even though it hasn't left blua yet, but it left her uterus. It would be like saying it left from the heart to the vein. Zeris HaKasim, that the Torah said she becomes a nida at that point. Whereas in here, she's not becoming tummy because it came out of her body. That got taken care of. She went to the mikvah at the end of 14 days. The reason tummy is because she's carrying an item that's tummy. But she's carrying it in her inner self. And a tumah blua is not matama, not b'magat, not b'masa. Now, a second. But this is assuming that it's blua. We mentioned before that it's not blua. This is a base hastarim. So this question is under the assumption that the base achitzain is past base hastarim. I remember yesterday I said, there's three levels, and there's arguments about certain points. What are they? We have the outside we know is the outside. We have the things that are totally inside. We know they are inside. Then there's these areas that are not clear. Like, are they considered like the folds of the body, or like the inner of the mouth, or are they considered like the cavity of the body, which is definitely blue? One of those areas is the beis achitzai. The beis achitzai of a woman is an area where there's a question, what is it, right? This Gemara is assuming it's blue. That's the kasha, because if it's the beis hastarim, it is matame her. This question is built on the fact that it's beis hastarim. Yes. Beis Achitza is a case of Beis Hastarim. The rule is open, totally absorbed, and a middle stage of Beis Hastarim. Underarms of Beis Hastarim. That's not to do with Beis Achitza.
Beis Achitza is even more internal?
No. Beis Achitza is an example of a place where you can have an argument, what halacha does it have? Some people say, it's going to be a machlokes, some people say that it's considered a case of a beis hastarim. It's similar to the inside of the mouth. And some people say, no, it's more in than the inside of the mouth.
Is it machlokes of beis hastarim?
Beis hastarim, right.
That's the question.
Now, but this Gemara is assuming it's blua. That's clear. Gemara asked, it's blua. Taisus has a problem because one man the other said it's based on Starim. So why are we asking this question here? So Taisus answers, what that man the other learned this Gemara, I'm not going to get into it. But this Gemara is assuming it's blua. We will have later on, and Mr. Shem either today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow, and Machloikas is based on Achitza, based on Starim or blua.
So the opinion that said that based on Dush, the area of Dush, internal to that is the blua?
Yes. And some say even where it's dash, it's blua. Because to explain it a little bit, you open your mouth, you can see inside your mouth. You really can't see into the beis hachitzai. Theoretically, a woman can spread herself open. I don't know how much a guy can look in and see, right? But the Gemara has a question whether that area is considered like your underarms, that can be exposed even though in normal posture it's not, or it's beyond that. The Gemara has that question. Now, in Matthias, I don't know, but the Gemara has this Machloikas, and to me, that's enough. The Gemara has the Machloikas, I don't have to know further than that. But
why? And I believe the Romans had speculum.
It doesn't make a difference. Speculum doesn't make it. Today they can stick something in and see your stomach. That doesn't make it a Beis HaStarim. Beis HaStarim has to be visible without any tools.
The term you may want to use for these areas is transitional.
Fine. I don't mind using that. In between, I use the word in between.
Yes. John Dahmer calls Beis HaYisraim Riyah.
No. It is a Riyah from something that comes from her body. If she has become the Nida, that's, again, I tried to explain this yesterday, I'll try it one more time. There are things that are called Riyah. Riyah means when a woman gives out her own bodily fluid. So when she gives out the blood, she becomes tamei from the Riyah.
Right.
Not because she's touching or not because she's carrying, just because she had that emission. That made her tamei.
Right.
That can happen even in the Beis HaChitzon because the Torah said Bibsara. She becomes tamei even though it's internal. It's very
takasif.
No, Riyah, okay. That's the literal translation of Riyah in Webster's. In the Gemara, Riyah means an emission of her bodily fluid. The reason it's called Riyah is because she usually sees it. No, she doesn't see it in the Beis HaShitzen. Usually it exits her body. When a woman becomes a Nida, the blood usually leaves her body. So we call it a Riyah. What? Exactly. Hagasha is what tells us there was a Riyah.
Yeah.
But Riyah, the word Riyah means, in this context, an emission of her own bodily fluid. Like yesterday we had a Mavyama, we paskin like, that said a Peletas, even though it's not her own bodily fluid, but she gives up her husband, is also called a Riyah.
It's an emission out of the core, not out of the body.
Correct. But what's bothering Vito is the word Riyah means see.
I get it.
That's what was bothering.
It's bothering me too.
Fine. I'm glad. Right. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Why should this woman become Tameh? Amalai. So Reb Zeira answered him. Zil Shailal Rebavim. Go ask your question to Rebavim. The Asber is Nahale. I told him this shot. The Karkish Liberesha. And he shook his head. He agreed to me. So you have a good question. Go ask him. He agreed to my shot. So Zil Shailal. So he went and asked Rebavim. He said, how do you understand this shot? You agreed to Zera's shot, but isn't it blue? Why is she tame? It's an area which can't be matama b'masa. Amalai, asu k'nevelis oif tahar, shematame b'gaza b'beis habluya. A new concept. Nevela of an animal. Whether kosher, non-kosher, domesticated, not domesticated, if it dies without shechita, it's called an avela. An avela is matame to touch, and an avela is matame whether you carry it without touching it. Right? I gave this example many a time. Here I am carrying the pen without touching it. An avela is matame b'maga, not b'masa. An avela of a kosher, and b'masa, thank you, and b'masa. An avela of a kosher bird is not matame, not by touch, not by carrying. These are all Xeri Chakasas. A chicken dies without shechita, and a person touches it, he's not tame. A person carries it, he's not tame. He eats it, besides being over the isra of eating the vela, the minute it hits his base habluya, which means the area where he swallows, he probably, our school Rabbeinu probably has an exact place for that.
Oropharynx.
Who?
Oropharynx.
Whatever that is, right? Whatever, I like Beis HaBliya better, because I can't pronounce the other word. Beis HaBliya, when it hits his Beis HaBliya, he becomes Tamei, even though it's internal. He becomes Tamei, enough so that his clothing becomes Tamei also. Dr. Bavin, you ask me Blua, I have Nevelas Iftar, Matame B'Blua. So don't ask me a question, how can it become Tamei, it's Blua? I have an Avelis Iftar. You swallow it, you become Tamei. It's Blua.
Not by touch or...
Not by touch or carrying. Only by Blua. Only by eating it. Zeres HaKasa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rebavin, it's Blua. Rebavin answered him, so is the Avelis Iftar. Teretz says certain things are metame b'mluah. So the same thing is true with this blood. I'm alive. So he told him, midami. How can you compare it? Hasam ain't lo tumah b'chot. There, the whole thing has no tumah. Iftar has no tumah. And therefore, the Torah wrote it's Eretz HaKasa. Kosher meant species. Oftar, meaning if it would be a raven that died, not matami even by eating it. Only a kosher species bird. That's an avela. There are two kinds of birds. Kosher birds.
Kosher animals, the same thing with a animal would be said, there's no difference.
Again, by animals, there's no difference. Birds are not matame, not the maga, not the masa. Only by eating them, and only kosher birds. A non-kosher bird doesn't make a person tamei. Not by touch, not by masa, not by eating.
Any other kosher species that he sticks down his throat? It's not. Any other kosher species? He sticks a hamburger down his throat. It's not going to...
No, it's only birds. This is a special halacha by birds. So, Dr. Bim, don't bring me in the Velas Iftar. That's a total different kind of thing. It's Xeris HaKosov. It doesn't have... Well, that's what he's telling us. Again, I'm reading the Gemara. So thank you for being to Arabia. But the Gemara Hachasam ain't lach tuma b'chot. There is no other tuma. Since there is Hakasav. Hachaki nafik lebroi letame. Here, this blood is regular tuma. If it goes outside and touches her, it's metame her. Now it's blua. Hachanami, period. That's what Yirmiya asked of us. Let's see what Rabban answers. We got to give him a chance, right? No trashy. I explained it to him. The carcass liberesha, hoidulidvarai, he agreed to me, banana baraisai, and shook his head. Begodim bebesablia, begodim sulavish behem, beshoshin egeba, enum tmeim. You touch a bird, it's not metami anything. Not you, not your clothing. Sheinlam tumas maga. There is no tumas maga. The Amar Rachmana, lo yoichal l'tamaba. It says, do not eat it to make yourself tamei. Ein lo chalamash amarba. It means the Torah said this is a special tuma. Achila v'loy maga. It's metame by eating and not by touching. Be'amahi metame, begodim shulavis b'shas b'liya. It's metame you and the clothing that you're wearing as you swallow it. Could have said, v'chol nefesh ashetaychun nevelu treifah. Anybody that eats an avela or dreifa, be ezrach, whether you were born Jew, or be ger, be chibes be god the betar, you have to go to the mikvah, and your clothing has to go to the mikvah. Or be avela is avtar ksev. And that pasuk is only referring to a dead kosher bird. Ksev, because the avela is behema, le metame besabliya. As we will learn in the sugya, an avela of an animal, as eating it will make no difference. You'll become tummy when you touch it. You'll become tummy when you carry it. But you don't become tummy when you swallow it. And a non-kosher bird is not a tummy at all. This pasuk is only referring to a species that is ushered to eat because it's an avela. A non-kosher species is ushered to begin with. Even before it turned into a veil. So therefore, Xeris HaKasav. So Reb Oven is comparing that to this blood. And Reb Yirmiya says to him, how can you compare it? There it is, a special tumma. The raya is, tametame batach. Now, this is metame batach. This is metame. Not where it is now, but as soon as it comes out, it'll be metame. Amit Beis, Tap Raji. Hasam ein lo tumma b'chot. Kedah parishas lo tumma ba. Ein lo ba elam. I finished the question. Ein lach ba, ela mash amar ba. By Nevelis Iftar, all you have is what the Torah wrote. The hachu de gaza barakmana. This is what the Torah said. Don't bring it into anything else. Because here, hacha, he nafik lebroi to tami. This is something that's a regular tumma. Had this exited her body, it would be matami to touch. This is like a sheret. This is like an avela. The shikimu de matami b'chus, ha v'kishad tumas, l'lai matami b'luas. What are you bringing in, something that's Xeris HaKasav, that has no other tumah but this, you're bringing it into something that's a regular tumah. Why don't you follow the regular rules? And the regular rules, oh, blue is not metame. That's Rabbi Yirmiya's question on Rabbi Yirmiya. Yes?
The difference between eating Shumba Al-Tokal Nevela versus Al-Tokal Tomei. What's worse?
They're both lavin. But one makes you tamei, and one doesn't make you tamei. There's two parts. I'm not allowed to eat nevela. And if somebody eats a nevela, he's a bad boy. He won't get maftri item. Now, does he become tamei? Can he touch truma? Depends. If he eats the veil of life tar, he becomes tame. If he eats the veil of life tame, he won't become tame. If he didn't touch it, it would have to be somebody stuck it down his throat, because if he touched it, it became tame by touch. Not true. By life tame, he doesn't become tame at all. I'm sorry, I take that back. Life tame has no tama. Not touch, not carrying, not eating. A dead raven can't make a person tame. Like a dead fish can't make a person. Dead fish you can even eat. Look, do my writer. And for the Gemara, he answered him, you're right. The case that we were talking about is, you're right. As long as it's in the woman, it's not metami her. It's metami her when it leaves her. When it said, your lettuce is tamei, didn't mean while it's inside. When it's inside, it's blew up. It left. It's out of the body. I don't have to include this in this brisa. Every tumah on the outside is metame. Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Listen to this lady. She goes to the mikveh at the end of 14 days. In her womb is still dam tame. Dam. Which at this point we consider tame. She goes to the mikveh at 8:52. 8:51, what she was carrying in her womb was potential dam tame. 8:53, it's dam tohar. That means the act of going to the mikvah transformed this very blood that's in her body, in her womb. It transformed it from tame to tohar. Nace. Look what happened here. This blood didn't change. Nothing changed. She changed. She went to the mikvah. So maybe that action transformed the blood that's in her bayis achitzin also. Maybe the blood that she's carrying, the bayis achitzin, should be affected by the tefillah. Had it been in the womb, it would have been affected. Maybe it should affect this too. Kamash malon, no. That it's in the bayis achitzin. It's not coming now because it's blue, but it's not going to be affected by her bayis tefillah. Her going to the mikvah is not going to affect the status of that blood because that left her womb before she went to the mikvah. Dr. Gemara, Mao the Tame and Biga Damhani Trilu Ladam Biga Gavoi. It helps with the blood inside. The Hadi Nami Lahai should help with this one. Kamash Milan, that's why the Chiddush is. Okay, so fine. We answered Reb Zeira. We answered that Reb Zeira is the Kasha was Tuma Blua. His answer is it's talking about it left outside. And what's the Chiddush of leaving outside? The Chiddush is that it didn't get affected. That's wonderful. But that's not what the Braisa was talking about. The Braisa was talking about while it was inside. It said, Metamid Besnim. You answered Reb Zeira's Teretz, but not on the Braisa. It's a beautiful chat in Reb Zeira, but nothing to do with the Braisa. The Braisa says Metamid inside, and we're saying now it's not Metamid inside. Dr. Gemara, Shemai Tenifrik, you answered Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira's statement has been answered, that he's talking about it went outside. But Eliyaletis, but we're back to the question. This Yaletis, what does it mean she's Metame Bebeis Achitzai? What is she Tame Bebeis Achitzai? It's not Metame, the blood that left her already, because that's Blua. And it's not talking about it left her because Ibi may need the Nide, but may Ziva Ziva. We're back to the Kasha we started off. What is the case of Yaletis? We wanted to answer that this blood was sitting in her. But we answered that that can't be because that's Blua. So then we went and said what Reb Zeira meant, but it didn't answer the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about Yeletis Bebeis Achitzin. Bebeis Achitzin, it's either Tameh from Nidor or Ziva, or not Tameh at all. What is this case of Yeletis? Right. And for the Gemara, Hachemayeskina Beledi Yavesta, there's no blood. And when the baby exits in the Bebeis Achitzin, she becomes the Yeletis. There's no blood. There's no Nida, there's no Ziva. There's Leda. That's the case which Dr. Harris yesterday offered as a Terence. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hachinami k'shiyetza l'chutz. K'shiyetza l'chutz, mitame aitza, im nekar, if it lacked kaidim tefillah. Him tavla tahira calls man shusha. She goes to the mikvah, she's tar. She eats a biga by yitzmeno. When it leaves her body, it'll be matami or by touch. My lamembra, tam tami, who's the kaidim tefillah nekar. What's the chiddush? Obviously, it's tam tami. The answer is, we would think that the tefillah can make it tar, like it makes the blood in her womb tar. Smites in the Reb Zeira, Davi Kashlan, Tumah Blui. We answered Reb Zeira Sugya, we had a question, it's Tumah Blua. He answered, it's on the way out, it's when it left the body. Ifrik. The Chieta Luchot of the Kamar. It works when it left her body. But the Hashtal and the Tukma Brysa, they tell you, you let it, Matame Beis Hashis and Reb Zeira. But then you can't say that's shot in the Brysa, because the Brysa said it's Matame inside. No, the Reb Zeira is Matame at Hashtal. Because according to Reb Zeira, it's not Matame, Chieta, it left. The Hadra Kushal Adukhtan, and the Kach is back. What's shot? You let us. The Lady of Eshta, the Lekha Loi Nida, the Loi Ziva. There is no Nida, and there is no Ziva. Okay. Fine. So that's the answer we've given. We have our text for the Braisa. We understand Reb Zeira. So to review again, there's three areas in a woman. This is going to be the Geya, this whole Sugya. There's three areas in every human being. There's the outside, there's the inside, and as Dr. Schwab called it, the transitional area. It's not really transitional all the time. My underarms aren't transitional. And halacha, it's an in-between. It's not going to turn into blua, ever. By the woman's private area, it goes from revealed to absorbed, and in-between is a transitional area. But by a regular beis hastarim, right, my underarms, it's what it is. Beis hastarim means a place that can be revealed, and it's not revealed. Usually. You know, this is Negeya. A woman goes to the mikvah. Negeya halacha. Right? A woman goes to the mikvah. She keeps her mouth closed. She doesn't have to have water go into her mouth. But if she has a chatzitz in her mouth, the tefillah is no good. Because a beis hastarim has to have the ability to have water, but it doesn't have to actually have water. It has to have the ability of no chatzitza, but it doesn't have to have water. The gay woman's folds. Woman that has folds in her body. She has to lift every fold when she's in mikvah. She goes out of her mind besides everything else. It's that halacha between Zer Shakasa. So, Beis Hastarim has to have the ability that there's no chitza, but it doesn't have to actually have water touch it. Zer Shakasa, we'll learn that later in the assessment. But the gay lemaisa, a woman has something stuck in her teeth, can have a problem. But she's not, the water's not going there anyway. That's called a beis hastarim. Same thing is true with the underarms. A woman doesn't go to the mikvah holding her arms like this. She goes to the mikvah holding her arms in normal posture. Whatever normal posture is, which the Gemara will discuss. But, right, her underarms aren't totally exposed. They don't have to be, but there can't be a chatzitza there. That's beis hastarim. Then there's blua. Blua doesn't concern us for anything. It's not matame, water doesn't have to get there, she can have a chatzitza there, doesn't bother us with internal. Internal doesn't bother us. Only beis hastarim bothers us somewhat, and then reveal. So that's the middle stage. The Gemara assumes that the beis hachitzen is blua. Therefore the Gemara has a problem, how can anything be matame b'maga b'masa there, whereas beis hablua never gets tame b'maga b'masa. The lady of Esther, my matami b'vasnim kuchutika. What does it mean she becomes tame inside like outside? Meaning, basically the Gemara's question is, when does she become tame? Exactly what happened? But the baby came out? The whole baby came out into the beis hachitza? It's impossible. If the baby came out, it's out. What does it mean, she's matami b'fnim kibichot? Zog the Gemara, can she haitzi vlad reishay chutz l'pruzder? Once the head is out, it's born. So what happens if the woman stuck her head out, the baby stuck his head out, into the b'bayis achitzen? That means the baby was born. Days of tumah and days of tara start. The baby was born.
Born meaning not outside.
Beis Achitzai. That's what the Braisa meant, that your lettuce is metame bifnim kibachutz. That the head came out into the Beis Achitzai. At that moment, the baby is born. Doesn't have to exit her body. And have to get into Beis Achitzai. That has nothing to do with carrying and touching. This is, when is it birth? Birth is when it gets into the Beis Achitzai. That's when birth occurs. Now, makes enough gemina, as the Gemara will talk about, we'll see tomorrow, when a baby sticks its head out on Friday, or on Shabbos, and is on Friday, and then the rest of the baby comes out on Shabbos. Was the baby born Friday and born during Shabbos? We'll see the Gemara. But that's what the Braisa means. Your lettuce, matame, b'chutz, means that as soon as the head is out, it's born. So, yes. It's as soon as it goes into the Beis Hashitzai. As soon as the head comes out to the Beis Hashitzai. Now, what part of the head? That's a discussion, different place, not here.
Okay,
look, Rashi.
What's the place within the threshing area? What's that called?
No, that's the Shiloh. That's Beis Achitzai. It's Blua. But for birth, it's birth. Blua as far as carrying Tumah. Birth has nothing to do with carrying Tumah. Birth is, when did the moment of birth take place? The moment the baby enters the Beis Achitzai, which means enters into the area of the threshing area. I don't know how much is room between that and the uterus. I can't answer, but not when it leaves the uterus. So the chaim, yes, it has to enter the Beis Hashitza.
And if there's no space, then it's just the uterus?
And no, we consider the cervix as the opening of the uterus, which it is, and we say any blood that leaves the cervix, or when the baby leaves the cervix, is considered born. I don't know what that does. I honestly can't tell you the Misa. Why is that the born? Why isn't it at 30 seconds later when the baby gets further than that?
Where's
2 minutes to the cervix? That's how we do the mitzvah, if you want to know.
The head is out of the
cervix. Out of the head is out of the cervix.
The robe of the head.
What?
The robe of the head.
Whatever it is, right of the head. The doctor, the Gemara talks about it. What point?
The baby, you see it at that point?
No.
And only the mother can tell?
The midwife can probably tell, because she has her hands in there.
The baby's crown.
And that's considered later.
Yes. Makes very little practical difference. Because in a normal birth, within 2 minutes, the baby is out.
Whether the baby's born or not.
At what point?
It could be right a minute or two after Shkia.
Exactly. This is where it's good. Yeah, but we would do the best. I'm not going to get involved. Yeah, it could be a minute or two, depending when. Depends what happens. The baby is born a minute after Shkia. Do we push the bris off a day? Do we don't push the bris off a day? It's not so simple. And it becomes controversial. I mean, controversial, really. Shkia to Rabbeinu Tam. When is Shkia? All these things make a difference.
You have to ask the midwife when the hospital.
What?
Elevation of the hospital. Not just the clock, how high.
I don't think we do that. I don't think we take elevation. Some pipes can do, but most pipes can don't deal with elevation. Yes.
When a woman gives birth, she has to ask the midwife or the nurse or the doctor where the baby was exactly what time.
I don't think, I never heard a woman do that. Number one, women didn't learn mastectomy neither. I also think they tell them the time the baby exits. That's when they mark down as time of baby birth.
Right,
afterwards. I think the nurse marks it down. When the nurse looks at the clock, exactly.
That's after when the birth is finished.
Again, I don't know how much time it takes for the birth to have to come out. We're making it sound like it takes a while. I don't know if it does or doesn't. I think usually it's seconds.
It can be
the major block giving birth that is the one that happens, but it can be prolonged.
Okay, good thing. I'm not saying that. Obviously, it can, but the Gemara talks about it. I will stop here. We'll continue.